So a week ago, but a little over a week ago, daylight savings time came. I love daylight savings time. How many of y'all love daylight savings time?
Yeah.
God, some people don't like it. But see, here's the thing. During the day, it stays light longer, and it gives you more time to share the light. I just like it. Anyway, I like it. Anyway, so I want to start from the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And I think even Pastor Mark just put this up not too long ago. Genesis 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. You know why? Because God said it. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's still an issue. We were at Mario's house last night, and we were talking a little bit about the sheep and the goats. I think Micah brought it up. When Jesus comes back, he's going to separate the sheep and the goats. And so when I got home and I looked at my message and I thought, the sheep were in the light. The goats were in the dark. Because in the end, they get thrown out. So God, the Holy Spirit of God, and I love this passage too because it's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all in one. In Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 4. And God saw the light. He said it was good. And then he separated the light from the darkness. Well, see, in the end, when Jesus comes back, that's what's going to happen. That's why we need to go out and be the light. Because right now, there's a lot of people in the darkness. And I just want to tell you a little secret. If we allow the Holy Spirit in our heart to really look at people, when you go into a grocery store or you go into a restaurant, if you'll ask the Spirit to show you people that are hurting, he will. He will. And then you can show these people the light of the world. You can talk to these people. Sometimes, you know, if you're very quiet or shy, sometimes you can just smile instead of going in and, you know, I couldn't find this today in the grocery store. I'm just telling you guys, it doesn't take a lot sometimes to cheer somebody up or to do something. But we're going to talk about that even more. But throughout the scriptures, the light is always mentioned as something with joy, righteousness, holiness, truth. The light is always picturing that in the Word of God. All through the Word of God, when you hear about the light, it's always something good. But when you hear about the dark, it's always the opposite. Evilness, wickedness, unholiness, falsehood. In John 3, John 3, I don't have this written down. I don't have this up here, but John 3, verse 19, it says this. This is the verdict. This is after Jesus is talking about John 3, 16. Y'all know that, right? God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son. Then he goes and he says, for those that don't love Jesus, they're condemned already. But he goes on down and he says this. This is the verdict. In verse 19, light has come into the world. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever comes into the light, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. You see, people don't want to come into the light when they're doing evil because they don't want their deeds to be found out. So I'm sitting in a Bible class years ago, and a new guy came and was sitting next to me. And I asked him, you know, what kind of job he had, what he was doing. He said, well, I'm really having a hard time finding a job. And I said, you are? And he said, yeah. He said, I just got out of prison from killing somebody. I said, whoa. He said, yeah, but I found the light in the darkness. That's exactly what he said. In prison, he found the light. And now he's traveling the country, going to prisons and leading people to Jesus. Amazing, amazing what God can do. Here's some of the scriptures that I'd like to put up here. 2 Samuel 22:29. This is what David says. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. Can anyone in here attest to that?
Yes. Amen.
The next scripture is Psalm 27:1, which is one of my favorites. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Anybody attest to that one?
Yes.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? The next one talks about fear a little bit. 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in perfect love, right? There's no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And I read that verse years ago when I was going out and to put dark places, you know, Serbia and some of these other places I went. And the whole time I was there running the Christian basketball camp, I had no fear, even though we bombed them 3 years before. I mean, if you love Jesus and you believe that Jesus is going to protect you and you take that chance, like going to Honduras or going to any foreign country, you can't go with fear. If you love Jesus, he's going to take care of you.
Amen.
So the next one is Psalm 119:130. The unfolding of your words gives light. Pastor Mark's been preaching that. This word right here, instead of having it closed, if we'll unfold it, his words will give us light, and it gives us understanding to the simple, and I'm pretty simple, so, you know. But we have an opportunity every day to show our light and not have any fear about doing it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few minutes. But I want to talk about Isaiah 9:2. Isaiah 9:2, 1 and 2. Isaiah 1 and 2. Nevertheless, he's talking about how bad things are with the Jews, with Israel. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light will be dawned. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He is the light of the world. We'll talk about that in a second too. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Revelation 22 is just the end of the book. He will reign on David's throne and over the kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forever, eternity. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The light will never go out.
That's right.
When I die and I go to heaven, think about this. It says this in Revelation. There won't be a sun. The light is going to come from God himself. His glory will shine in heaven. We won't need a sun, we won't need a moon, because the Lamb will be with him. And so one day, if we're believing in Jesus and we've been saved, we're going to be in a heaven that has no sun. Enjoy it while we've got it. But you're going to enjoy it more when you're up there with him, I'll tell you that. I want to read In 6 and 7, Isaiah, for us a child is born. We just read that. And I can't help but think about, this is what I was thinking last night when I was reading this again. 2 weeks from tonight is Passover. This same child that he's prophesizing about goes to the cross. Easter's Sunday right after Passover. Good Friday, which wasn't good for him, but it was good for us, is coming up. And it might seem, I know it was to the disciples, it might seem like darkness, but the victory Sunday. And the light is back on. There was darkness for a couple days. Matter of fact, it was darkness when he was on the cross. I want to look at John 1:1-5. John 1:1-5. Now we're getting in the New Testament, so give me a break on this one. In the beginning was the Word. Pastor Mark preached about this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word is Jesus. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, and it never will. Verse 9, I think it is. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The true light that gives light to everyone is coming in the world. Jesus, John testifies to Jesus, about Jesus. He was God. He made all things. Darkness was never in Jesus. He never turned people down. He never hated people. He had problems with the Pharisees and Sadducees. But even the man that got let out of prison so Jesus could take his place on the cross, he still loved him, Barabbas. He never stopped loving people, no matter who it was. Judas, he knew, was going to turn him in, and he still loved him. All right, I guess I ought to get to my message. All right, the message is coming, I promise you. Jesus speaks the truth about himself, and the true fact is that we're called to follow him. John 9:5 says this. John 9:5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So he's telling, while I'm in the world, while I'm in the world. So, what happens when he's gone? Disciples were shook up, man. They were hiding out till Acts chapter 2. He said he was going to send a helper. Now listen, y'all. That helper is for us, too. That is the divine power that God talks about, or that Peter talks about in 2 Peter 2, or 1. Listen, he's already told them all this. I'll forget my notes for a minute. I just want you to know something. He's given us the power that he had, and he said we're going to do even greater things than him. In John chapter 14, how can any of us in here do anything greater than him? Unless the sea was frozen on ice and you said, I walked on water. No, that was a joke, just joking. Anyway, but we can do things that a human, we're just human. He was human and God. But how can we do great things? Because we've got the power and we've got the authority to do it. So there isn't a person in here that's given their life to Christ that can't do great things for God. And can't be the light. Maybe you're real shy. Maybe you're like my wife used to be, where her deal was serving, cooking, taking cookies to somebody, making a meal, doing something like that. There is something we can all do. You can step up and be something with youth. You can go help the youth. You can go help in the nursery. You can do all kinds of stuff and let your light shine to little children or let your light shine to some of the youth. You know, one thing I found out when I was a youth minister for a while is adults are afraid of the youth. A lot of our adults, of course, I was in a church, had a lot of really elderly people, but they were afraid to even come back to the youth department and say anything. And they would always ask me questions, you know. What's going on with the youth? Well, why don't you come back and talk to them? I'm not coming back there and talk to those kids. That's crazy, because the youth one day are going to be the next people sitting in these chairs. And I took 108 youth out and prayed for people and witnessed to people all around that Fayette County area. There was 108 youth. They outnumbered the adults that went out. Don't count them out. Don't ever count the youth out. Here's the thing. Pastor Mark said this. I do take some notes. I draw some pictures of you. No, I don't do that. I'm just kidding. You were right on when you said, what if we believe the Bible? What if we believed this one part of the Bible that we can go out and make a difference? What if we believed that the Holy Spirit of God can speak for us and give us what we need to say? We know that we have that power. You know, we know what, if we really read up on the Holy Spirit and all the different functions that He performs in our lives, you know that you have authority through Him to pray for people, to lay hands on people, to hug people. You know, we had a lady that goes to our church sitting back there that fell right here one night. Right? And she was loved on, and she still is, and she's doing great right now. People in this church were praying healing for her. We're praying healing for a lot of people right now. There's people in our church right now that are sick, hurting. One sits right at the end of my aisle here. You know, here's the thing. If we believe the Bible and we believe what Jesus said and we read the words in Matthew 28, we know we're supposed to go. And then I'm not any better than anybody else. Listen, I'm probably down here. But here's what I realized years ago. The very last words that Jesus said in chapter 28 of Matthew, I am with you to the very end of the age. I'm with you to the very end of the age. But we want to look at Matthew right now. Matthew 5, 14 through 15. We're about done. You are the light of the world. See, Jesus was the light of the world. Wait a minute. This is Jesus talking. He's telling the disciples, you're the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. That's what we're supposed to do. John 14, 12 through 13. We talked about this. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. They will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He'll do whatever you ask in his name so that the Father may be glorified. You see, when he was alive with the disciples, they never asked for anything in his name. But when Jesus comes along, he says, you're going to ask in my name. You ask whatever you ask so that the Father may be glorified. Do we ask? There's times that there's people I don't really know if I want to talk to or not. Y'all ever have that? I know you probably love everybody, but there's times that I'm like, I don't know about. But some of the people, like when I was playing sports, that I didn't really care much for, ended up being some of my best friends. Because we started building a relationship together. And there's people in our church right now that need a friend that they might go, as soon as the service is over, they walk out the door real fast. Stop them if you can. Throw them down. And, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. But, hey, hi, I'm glad you came today. I mean, there's so much we can do even right here to show our light, to shine our light. I remember when a guy sitting on the front row here got up and left our service because he was not feeling well. Remember that, Amanda? And all of us got in the cars and drove all over town looking for this guy. And when he came and talked to me the next day at coffee, he said, I didn't know everybody cared about me. He goes, this is the right church to be in. Of course, he passed away now. But he had never gone to a church before where the whole, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 of us were out in cars looking for this guy. That's shining your light. All right. So if we believe the Bible, do you think it's time we rise up? I think we can. And here's my part in it. God has told me that if there's anyone in Grace Church that isn't sure about going out, that I will start training. I will train you. I will teach you how easy it is. I will teach you how you can just let God take over. I can help you. If you're willing, I will definitely do it. I will order everything you need or whatever we need to do about it. The Honduras trip last year, we were blessed enough to send Spanish Bibles and wristbands. You know the wristbands? Well, I got a call from, and I can't pronounce her name. You know who I'm talking about, the one that ran the thing. Okay. I got a phone call from her. She's all excited on the phone. She said, you won't believe what happened. And I said, what? She said, one of the guys that got a Bible and got a wristband, he got saved down there in Honduras. You know this? How he put his hand up? You know what happened? He's in a head-on collision, and he walks away scratch-free. And he tells everybody, this is what saved my life. Because a group of Americans from Grace Church went to Honduras and gave this guy a Bible and a wristband. That's the light of the world. That's the light of the world. Right. We have no idea what happens when we do stuff. There's people that maybe you've done something and led somebody to Jesus you don't even know yet because they didn't give their life to Jesus right when you were talking to them. I'm going to share one thing real quick. I don't know if y'all listen to some of these musicals, but DC Talk. The light. He said, I keep trying to find life on my own apart from you, God. I am the king of excuses. I've got one for every selfish thing I do. What's going on inside me? I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm in need of a Savior. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, because all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. The disease of self runs through my blood. It is a cancer fatal to my soul. Every attempt on my behalf has failed to bring sickness under control. Tell me, what's going on inside me? I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm still a man in need of a Savior. I want to be in the light. Or as you are in the light, I want to shine like the stars in the heaven. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, because all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. Last verse. Honesty becomes me. There's nothing left to lose. The secrets that did run me in your presence are diffused. Pride has no position and riches have no worth. The fame that once did cover me has been sentenced to this earth. Has been sentenced to this earth. Tell me what's going on inside me. I'm just going to stop right there. What's going on inside us? What's God saying to you and me? If you got something going on inside you, that's the Spirit of God. And He wants to move you out. And I'll get with Pastor Mark and see what we can do about me helping anybody that wants to. Because we need it right now in this culture we're living in. There's darkness all around us, but the Christians are supposed to be the light of the world. So let's do that. In Jesus' name, amen.